We are about to partake a huge, very long, strenuous, tiring journey. We do have a surprise for you today. Undoubtedly, it is a special program which we shall be bringing to you today. What that is, where we are going, I'm not going to tell you just as yet, but I will tell you, alhamdulillah, we have traveled from Bab al-Madina, Karachi, and on our way to our destination, Hyderabad. Where we shall go from here, we shall very soon find out. Alhamdulillah, the brothers have joined us and they shall be accompanying us on this journey. Follow us, inshallah, on our journey. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
We thank you, Allah. We are not able to count your favors. We thank you, Allah. You have blessed us with the countless bounties. We thank you, Allah.
Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jalla, we leave Bab al-Madina yesterday in the night, and after many hours of traveling, we have gone past Hyderabad, and now we have arrived at the city of Perth.
Alhamdulillah.
What is so special about this city? Why have I chosen this city to explore and also to share with the viewers of Madinah Channel? Stick with us, Allahu Azza wa Jalla, and we shall find out. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Blessed us with the countless bounties, we thank you, Allah. You have blessed us with the countless bounties, we thank you, Allah.
Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jalla, it is the start of a new day, another day in Third Madison, brothers and viewers. We have prayed our Fajr Salah and then had to immediately leave. MashaAllah, we are in the city, so we are looking in this sense that we have found a shop to eat some food, to have some breakfast. But where we are going, there won't be no shop to have any breakfast. I don't even know if we'll find food on the way. No water is found, my dear brothers and viewers. If there is any water, you'll understand how that water is when we shall soon see it. There will be no signal there, no means of contact whatsoever. We'll just go there and we'll find out. Let's see what we have today. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Able to count your favors, we thank you, Allah. We are not able to count your favors, we thank you, Allah. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah.
Listen, brothers and viewers. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam has stated, Zayyinu majalisakum bis salati alayya fa inna salatakum alayya nurun lakum yawm al-qiyamah. That adorn your gatherings by reciting, sending salawat, durood upon the greatest of mankind, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. For indeed, your sending durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shall be nur for you on the Day of Judgment. My dear son, brothers and viewers, sending durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a means of removing difficulties, hardships, any sort of illnesses. It is shifa for everything, my dear son, brothers and viewers of Madinah Channel. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jalla, I introduce to you a program we've all been waiting for. This goes by the life of Third. Yes, my dear son, brothers and viewers, I too I'm intrigued. I've heard so much about her, about how they're living quite sadly, that you know, they don't have water. There are people who the water they gain is bitter, it's not drinkable water, and they have to, you know, the animals and themselves, they must subsist on this water. That the animals sometimes, due to being extremely hungry, they consume poisonous plants. The difficulties of the life, the houses, as you can see behind us. This, my dear brothers and viewers, this program special is to make us understand how lucky we are, how fortunate we are to be living where we are living, to be given water, to be given all of these blessings, these simple blessings, but, my dear brothers, great blessings. Now, I don't know much myself. Let's roam around, let's drive around. Follow me on my journey through Thar, and inshallah we will gain a better understanding of these individuals, these people's lives in Thar. Join me. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
We are not able to count your favors, we thank you Allah. Alhamdulillah,
Alhamdulillah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Yes, I did raise my hands, although being quite scared, my dear brothers and viewers. As you can see, alhamdulillah, we are in the desert of Thar, my dear brothers and viewers, and Allahu Akbar, we came across a camel. It was always my wish to act upon the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. My dear brothers and viewers, to sit on a camel. Now, it's not as comfortable, especially as easy as you would imagine. As I did get up, I felt like I was going to fall. Allahu Akbar, it was very, very difficult.
We are not able to count your favors, we thank you, Allah.
That's just my experiences, but alhamdulillah, this is a sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So I did wish to fulfill the sunnah. Now, you must understand that the camel itself, the importance of a camel, my dear brothers and viewers, especially in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, generally in the desert. My dear brothers and viewers, the camel was a exceptional and of utmost importance, my dear brothers and viewers. If you can take a look, subhanAllah, the way it's just moving side to side, the way it's swaying, I think that's the most difficult part of riding the camel. No, we're not going to have riding lessons, my dear brothers, I'm just sharing my experience. But the camels play a significant role within the desert, within the life of the, you know, the life of the Arabs. It has been mentioned that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam, that they had actually once, when they performed Hajj, the camel wasn't only a means of transport, but rather it was a means of livelihood also. You know, in order to sustain themselves, they would also require milk, and camels also give milk, etc. Camels are able to, mashallah, they are able to retain huge amounts of water within their humps, you can say. And it has also been mentioned, I remember reading, that when a camel eats, then, and you know, it doesn't sound so good, but it's able to regurgitate its food and then eat that again in order to refrain itself from becoming hungry, in order for it to last a very long time. So my dear brothers and viewers, especially when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when the companions, they were migrating, or whenever they would travel from Makkah al-Mukarramah to Madinah al-Munawwarah, and they were going on very slow journeys, then the camel would really prove useful. Why? Because it is able to travel very long distances with less amounts of food. And Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, being the greatest of mankind, they kept names for their animals. And the name of the camel of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the she camel of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was Qaswa, my dear brothers and viewers. Why? Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a mercy for all the world, and alhamdulillah, he kept their names in order for their remembrance, for their zikr to also remain alive. This was, subhanallah, the blessed she camel of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, I have been blessed, fortunate. Yes, I am raising my hands a lot more now as I am gaining a little bit of confidence. It's only just stood up. I've not traveled yet, but just the getting up was very, very difficult and quite frightening. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, now we shall travel a little on this camel, inshallah.
We are not able to count your favors. We thank you, Allah. We are not able to count.
My Islam brothers and viewers of my channel, what I have in front of me or what I am surrounded by are these particular plants. Now, I am not aware of their name in English, but my Islam brothers, just the way people require food, so do animals. Now, generally, no animal would eat these plants specifically. Yes, no doubt, undoubtedly, they eat leaves, etc. But no animal would specifically eat any of these plants. The reason why, my dear brothers and viewers of Madinshal, if you were to take a look, and if I was to break this into two, Allahu Akbar, they call it milk. Why? Because it's white. Because it's white and it looks like milk. Subhanallah, look at it, it's pouring. My dear son, brothers and viewers of Madini channel, this is poisonous. This is poisonous. And generally no animal would eat it, but due to their severe hunger, Allahu Akbar, due to their severe hunger, my dear son, brothers and viewers of Madini channel, the animals, the sheep and other animals, they are consuming, they are eating these leaves, and after some time they eat it for a while. Its effects are long term. It takes some time, but then they suddenly die. These animals suddenly die. Now, if they are eating plants, my dear brothers and viewers, and people are also taking milk from those animals, such animals which are consuming poisonous plants, and what will be the state of that milk which they take? This is just something to think about. Allahu Akbar, this is very sadly the state they are living in. One story which comes to mind is there was a saint of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this same hadith and brothers and viewers, he came across a dog, and this dog very thirsty, in fact. This dog was feeling extremely thirsty. So this pious man of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he was wearing an imamah sharif. He removes his imamah sharif, and upon having removed the imamah sharif, it said that somehow he places it in such a way, my dear son, brothers and viewers, he shapes it in such a way where there's some sort of bowl and a mechanism also to pull it. And through much difficulty, he reaches some water. And upon taking that water in his imamah sharif, he then goes and gives this water to the dog. And due to this, my dear son, brothers and viewers of the channel, the prophet of that time, he was revealed to him that this individual has performed such and such action, and due to this action of his all of his sins have been forgiven. Allahu Akbar. This is, my dear son, brothers and viewers, the fada'il, the blessings, virtues, benefits of simply granting water to a dog. And the other various cattle that would eat such plants, my dear son, brothers and viewers, Allahu Akbar, we should take it upon ourselves. Whatever we can do, we should try to help them, inshallah. It's very sad. This is just, the purpose of this program was to emphasize how difficult life is for some people. Not only about how difficult it is for them, but how easy it is for us, and how we should be thankful, how we should appreciate everything Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, and not complain, my dear brothers and viewers. This is a extremely important message. My dear brothers and viewers of my channel, this is just in order for you to gain a little understanding of how some people are living their lives, how we should appreciate what we have, and we should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar, if you could just take another look, I'll show you again. Listen, brothers and viewers, this poisonous plant. They call this milk the locals. Why? Because it's white. But milk is a source of replenishment. My dear son, brothers and viewers of Madan Shama, is a source of nourishment. And this, sadly, is poisonous, and this is the source of nourishment. The only option they have left. It's not nourishing them, it's not benefiting them. But this is all they have left. Continue to join me, inshallah, on my trip throughout this desert of Thar. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
We thank you, Allah. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Give thanks to Allah. Give thanks to Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Ladies and brothers and viewers of Madinah, inshallah, we have discovered a little about the life in Thar. Now remember, Thar is approximately 20,000 square kilometers. What we have seen is nowhere near to possibly even 1,000 square kilometers, Madinah, brothers and viewers of Madinah. We've possibly not even seen 5% or experience 5% of Thar. Now we can never truly experience the life of Thar, you know, without living here. And I myself can't really say I've fully experienced it. Why? Because I've still been drinking. I brought water with me. I brought clean water with me. Why? Because so I don't come here and then fall ill. My dear brothers and viewers, you know, I've also had cold water, not as normal water, cold water. Alhamdulillah, I've been blessed in so many ways. But before we do end, we just like would like to show you truly what life in Thar is. At home, you know, there are many of us living in, you know, mansions, you can call them, but each and every single one of them is a mansion in comparison to the life and the buildings and the houses of Thar, my dear seven brothers and viewers. For example, in your house, you know, sometimes you are lucky to have a 7-bedroom house. Many individuals have 5-bedroom houses, minimum 3 2-bedroom houses, my dear seven brothers and viewers. Along with that, a lot of people, each and every single one of their room will be ensuite, meaning it'll be along with their own bathroom. Very same brothers, but at a minimum you will have each one bathroom on each floor, depending on how many floors you have, or even one bathroom. I think everybody or most people have at least 2 bathrooms, but let's just say you had 1 bathroom. Similarly, my dear brothers and viewers, in terms of the bottom floor, many of us have more than 1 floor, unless we're living in a bungalow. But even those living in a bungalow, they're such spacious, luxurious bungalow, that's the only reason they would have them. If it is a multi-story house, then, my dear brothers and viewers, you would still have a front room. Ladies and brothers, what you see here is dust coming into the house. Really, if you think, Allahu Akbar, really, my dear brothers and viewers. Why? Because there are open windows, open doors. You can't even call them windows. There's no glass there. There's open spaces within the house. And right now, we just experienced, you know, so much wind blowing in, dust and I don't know what it was, my dear brothers and viewers, threw into the house. This shows you truly, you know, the life they are living here. As I was saying, my dear brothers, at a minimum, you'll have 1 bathroom. You'll have a front room, you'll have a, you know, a back room, you'll have a living room, you'll have a lounge, you'll have a kitchen separate, you know, my dear brothers and viewers. Or at the minimum, you'll have a, you know, a front room and a dining room and a kitchen. Everybody has at least a kitchen and a living room, or even 1 sitting room. Now, keeping all of these into perspective, I want you to understand how they are living in Thar. What this we have right here is a house. My dear brothers and viewers, think about it. This is a house. It is the size of one of our living rooms. One of our rooms. Our entire house, one of our rooms, yes. This is the entire house. This is their kitchen. This is their living room. This is their bedroom. And no, it's not their bathroom. Why? What is their bathroom? My dear brothers and viewers, they have no bathroom. they have no bathroom. These individuals, if they need to go and relieve themselves, they will have to go out. This is the state, the life of these individuals living in Thar. This is their life. And sometimes, you know, as every time we may work 8 hours, we will definitely, we know we will get our pay. We will be paid for it. Sometimes we could sit at home and we're on paid holidays. We could go on a holiday and still get paid for it. My dear son, brothers and viewers, they will spend more than 8 hours, and sometimes they would return without water. They would work and wait more than 8 hours in the scorching hot sun, and sometimes they would return without water. Allahu Akbar. If you truly wish to understand the life in Thar, then just understand this example. Yes, my dear son, brothers, this one room is their living room, it is their bedroom, it is their kitchen. You know, as you see, these things, these vessels, glasses we have, this is it. And if you wish to see, the Allahu Akbar is right behind me. Their wardrobes is like the size of one of our suitcases. It's like a briefcase, a little bit bigger than a briefcase, my dear son, brothers and viewers. This is their wardrobe, where sometimes, you know, we have entire rooms as a wardrobe. This is how it is now. Entire rooms are dedicated as a wardrobe. A walk-in, you know, wardrobe where you're, you know, looking for which pair of clothes shall I wear today. And their wardrobe, their clothes, their entire wealth, everything is in a box, to speak. This is, my dear brothers and viewers, the life in Thar. No doubt, a very, very difficult life, very hard life. Please, some brothers and viewers, it is very, very sad. It is very, very sad that such people, such good people, such good-hearted people, such hospitable people, they would come here, they would say, you know, let us feed you. You know, let us give you food to eat. You know, they'll offer you water. Honestly, Allahu Akbar, really, my dear some brothers and viewers, they worked hours. I was just thinking to myself that they worked hours, they went out in such heat, with such difficulty, to gain such water, and they are so hospitable. That is somebody so hospitable that as soon as you would come, you would meet them, they would offer you a glass of water. And yes, it's not that some people get water easy, no, because I've even asked them that, how is it that you got this water? This some brothers and viewers, they would say that the normal way, we went to a well. This is how they would get the water, yet such hospitality. Yet they are so hospitable, my dear son, brothers and viewers. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all those individuals living in Thar. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them rain. I asked them, how long has it been since it's rained? They said, it's not rained this year yet. I asked them, what is their lifestyle? You know, what is your means of income? They said, farming. I said, farming is desert here. It's desert here, there is no water here. How you? They said, when we get water, if we get water. Allahu Akbar. For over a year they've not had water. Imagine their life, my dear son, brothers and viewers. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala really grant them water. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them health. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove all the illnesses, all the difficulties, all the hardships. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those who are thankful. Really, the ni'm, the blessings which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us, we are not deserving of them. We are not deserving of them, my dear brothers and viewers. In no way whatsoever are we deserving of what we have. Such luxuries, such comfort, such ease. None of us, my dear brothers and viewers, are deserving of them. Yet we have them, my dear brothers. We have them. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has favored us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us all this. So why is it that we are not thankful? Why is it that we cannot say after we drink a glass of water, Alhamdulillah?
Alhamdulillah. Give thanks to Allah. Give thanks to Allah.
Why is it that we do not think of ourselves? You know, we're always rushing to gain more money, earn more money. But that which we have, I don't have enough. We complain each and every single day. When are we going to truly thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all He has given us? When are we going to truly be appreciative of all that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us? When, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers, are we going to be caring? Are we going to be loving? Are we going to have, you know, this communal love and not this animosity, this hatred? When are we going to have this true unity? What? We dislike others? We possess mutual animosity? Between each other we have animosity. Why? Just for riches? Just for luxuries? Just, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers, you know, you hate another brother just because he's earning more than you? Are you not thankful for what you have? Allahu Akbar. Be thankful for what you have. Really, this is, in fact, it's even the zoo. It's even the zoo. If you are to get a glimpse of what is on the roof, this house of theirs is made of what? Hay on the outside with possibly bamboo, you know, wooden sticks tied with rope. And then they have a few bricks here and it's not even cemented. This is their house, my dear brothers and viewers. So my dear brothers and viewers of Madinah, inshallah, alhamdulillah, we have discovered this life in Thar. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes us more appreciative. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us for all our minor and major sins. And my dear brothers and viewers of Madinah, inshallah, for now that's all. But inshallah, we shall be back with you again. Stick with us as we explore Thar further. And we also explore many other places. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, give thanks to Allah, give thanks to Allah. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, give thanks to Allah, give thanks.